This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 7, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Afternoon sunshine today, temperatures in the low 70s. Voters will be heading to the polls tomorrow in Massachusetts. The top statewide race is the election of a new governor. Democrat Maura Healey is running against Republican Jeff Deal, and both candidates have lieutenant governor candidates from the North Shore. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is the Democratic nominee, while Leah Allen of Danvers is the Republican. Current Governor Charlie Baker said this past week that he is against ballot question number one, the so-called millionaire's tax. Christian Wade writes in today's Salem News that Baker says that question one is misguided and would impose an immediate tax hike on tens of thousands of homeowners, small business owners, and retirees. State legislators passed a $3.76 billion relief package last week, and if signed by the governor, it would send $2.5 million, make that $2.25 million, to Lynn. The Daily Item reports that the money would pay for a ferry upgrade, flood relief measures, and money targeted for improvements to Lynn Woods. Winthrop police say a man was stabbed on Shirley Street last night. Channel 25 in Boston is reporting that the incident happened at about 8 p.m. and that a man with stab wounds was taken to an area hospital. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots beat the Colts yesterday, 26-3. The Bruins and Celtics are both in action tonight. The Bruins host St. Louis, and the Celtics play in Memphis. On the website, check out our tournament scoreboard from yesterday, soccer and field hockey. We also will have MIAA links up there to access games and scores 24/7. In high school football over the weekend, Marblehead advances in the Division III playoffs on the strength of their 35-0 win over Whitman-Hanson on Friday night. This is Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff.
There were so many things that still need to be cleaned up, but a lot of those were kind of brought about by the, you know, the intensity of the game or the
penalties.
Like some of the crap of the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Up next for Marblehead, they play at Milton on Friday night at 6 p.m. Milton is the number one seeded team, and they are coached by former Swampscott head coach Steve Dombowski. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.